Thank you for listening in. Listen for more podcasts from Minnesota Business, Inspiring Women, and more. Watch for our book, Expanded Stories and Inspiration, in the coming year. A little bit about Julie Causey. One thing you'll notice when you first meet Julie is her super positive attitude, her whip-smart sense of humor, and the inspiring way that she interacts with everybody she talks to. Rarely down or negative, she's got something to say that'll pick you up or perk you up. I think it comes from her hidden strengths. Julie Causey, Chairman Emeritus of Western Bank, who stayed quite busy since her banking days. Julie Causey, Emeritus of Western Bank, has always been driven by challenges, some of which she wouldn't expect. Looking at her, it's clear she's a sharp businesswoman, passionate about teams, a catalytic force wherever she's engaged, but it wouldn't occur to you she's a serious athlete. Finding a new challenge. Just 3 years ago, Julie successfully led the sale of her family's 100-year-old bank. During her 12 years as chairman, Julie built the team of phenomenal executives and used their expertise to leverage the talents of the bankers and employees. Our goal was to have the whole thing be intact, to sell the impact and legacy of Western Bank so it could move forward in big, bold ways, says Julie. Since the sale, Julie pours her professional energy into the boardroom, including Healtheast, in which she's heavily involved on the executive committee and as chair of the audit and finance committee. What you might not expect is that Julie commits that same intensity to her health and is focused on mastering CrossFit, an intensive proprietary strength and endurance regimen. Through her work in the gym, she's built new muscles in her body and her life. What most people wouldn't realize is this buttoned-up banker could kick your ass in the gym. Julie has been doing CrossFit for over 3 years, since having some time outside the office to commit to the gym. A self-proclaimed math nerd, she's had to buckle down to the discipline it takes to learn how to compete in the games. Quote, there are a lot of areas in our lives where things can just come naturally, but CrossFit is one of those things where it doesn't matter. Even if you bring a strong, healthy body, you still have to just learn to do this stuff. Always goal-driven, Julie sets her sights on the CrossFit Open, a 5-week fitness test to find her place in the global competition. The first year, she placed in the top 25% of women in her age group. The second year, she placed number 157, the top 5%. And this year, 2016, she placed number 132 of 4,146 women globally. After breaking the top 200 last year, Julie knew moving up would be a stretch. Her ultimate goal is to be in the top 20, which qualifies her for the CrossFit Games. Numbers don't lie, and Julie feeds her inner math nerd by tracking her workout progress by each rep and weight completed. This objective data offers clear areas in which to improve. When Julie shares her latest stats, you can't help but wonder how she does it. When asked, she reiterates, you just have to do the work. The key for me is to remain coachable and just consistently keep doing the work. Julie spends hours each day working with her coaches at the Powerhouse at Highland and Side Door CrossFit to perfect her squats, pull-ups, and muscle-ups, an especially demanding strength exercise. What is her current progress? She deadlifts 236 pounds, back squats 210 pounds, and does 100 pull-ups in sets of 5 each minute on the minute for 20 minutes straight. Her overall health is an important part of the equation as well, which she says includes chopping a lot of vegetables. During Julie's training, she watched workout videos of the women she was competing against to get an idea of who they are and what to expect from them. She watched the video for the woman who was number 190 and thought, wow, she's doing a phenomenal job for number 190. It turns out this woman played 10 years of professional basketball and is now currently a CrossFit coach for others. While some of us might be intimidated, this didn't slow Julie down. It was the fuel to keep working amidst the pain and bruises that result from her workouts. Aside from putting in the hours, Julie relies on her coaches and fellow athletes to improve. She believes being coachable can be difficult for already successful people to practice, but it's necessary for success in every area of life. As women in leadership who have had a lot of professional experience and also partnered and mentored a ton, how do we all make sure that we're still coachable? Whether it's athletics or business or mental health, how do we do that so we can learn and be coached and mentored, asks Julie. CrossFit has been an opportunity to practice being coachable, and it's paid off this year when Julie achieved her goal by becoming a master's qualifier in the CrossFit Open. That puts her in the top 200 of this elite group, many of whom have been professional or Division I athletes. Julie feels honored to be among them. It's just a blast, she shares. Whether in the CrossFit Open, board work, or throughout her banking career, this math nerd has been driven by and succeeded while doing the work. Julie's favorites. Advice for your 20-year-old self. Take a gap year, ideally before college or before grad school. Get accepted to school and then take a year to do something interesting and learn something. It's a great way to add texture, empathy, and perspective. One thing you'd like people to know about you. I've got just the sweetest, most fabulous husband and 3 20-something boys. The 5 of us just adore being together. What have you read that you think everyone should read? I loved Cleopatra, A Life by Stacy Schiff. I took away so many leadership lessons as well as lessons about women in power. I think we all know enough about Egyptian history to have context. It was a page-turner. Product you value. I think The Economist magazine is a wonderful way to step out of our American box and think globally. Highly recommended. Service you value. Community-supported agriculture. This will be the 3rd year our family has purchased a weekly CSA share, supporting small farms and learning to cook and eat whatever shows up in the box has been a great growth and health experience. What's your favorite place? Rainy Lake in Canada. Our off-the-grid cabin is solar-powered and surrounded by beauty. We have a great time there with family and friends. Finally, what brings clarity when you need it? The great outdoors. Being outside brings me a ton of balance and energy, even if it's just a quick walk in the neighborhood with my dogs. Thanks for listening. Please share this podcast and tune in for more. And always remember, yes, it's an everyday word, but nothing happens without it. It's the favorite word of people who get things done. Yes opens the door to change, lets the light in, and gets the ball rolling. Every idea, invention, project, movement, or marriage would starve without it. Yes may lead to adventure, risk, or even trouble, but no leads nowhere. Say yes and see where it takes you.